Trace amounts of radiation from Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant have been discovered on both coasts of the U.S., but even though the radiation found was very low, sales of Geiger counters have shot up, causing retailers like Spark Fun Electronics to run out of stock within days of the disaster. Laura Bordeaux with Spark Fun says they've had 143 Geiger counter orders since March 11th.
62 of them have gone to Japan, 68 to the U.S., and 5 to Germany.
Some folks have taken Geiger counters and hooked them up to Twitter and Ustream to provide up-to-the-minute readings from around the world. Joy Piazza, Fox News Radio.
BP is asking U.S. regulators to let it resume drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. That's according to the New York Times. It was almost a year ago an oil rig leased by BP exploded in the Gulf, killing a number of oil workers and leading to the spilling of more than 200 million gallons of crude. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Sovereign Minds Radio once again. And tonight is another Average Joe show. And we're going to be talking about Martin Luther King assassination. And it's really interesting because it sure matches a lot of other assassinations that's went on in this country. And that's the American way, though, it seems lately. And I'll get out there and go get him with the special ops. But we're going to be talking about the Martin Luther King assassination. But before we jump into that, let's first thank our sponsors and all of those people who have donated to Sovereign Mind's cause of getting the truth out here. We have Advanced Soil Stabilization using Technisoil for dust control on roads, driveways, and parking lots. Also, they install Crest Stone driveways. Now, I've seen these driveways. They're excellent. They're awesome. You want to get a hold of Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. That's Todd Sykes at 530-549-4801. And Advanced Soil is green-friendly also, and it eliminates dust. And also we have Team Quest, Nate.
Team Quest with Carlos Zapata. He's Carlos down there off Hartnell and Victor. Get a hold of him, 646-7346. He's got a whole bunch of different packages. You can go 5 days a week. You can go 8 times a day if you want. For, you know, he's got a whole bunch of different packages, though. The cheapest one is 2 times a week. But if you pay the, I think it's $120, you can get to go all the classes you want every single day.
Is that per week, $120 or a month?
No, a month.
Well, yeah. That's not
but
bad.
It's $80, I believe, a month for the 2 classes a week.
Uh-huh.
So that's still good.
That's
good. You have a black belt, jiu-jitsu, yeah. You have Muay Thai, you can take MMA, you can take it all. So
go for it. Get on out there. Team Quest, that's the way to go. It's the American way. Kick a little butt and ask questions later. Okay. And news threats for today. The U.S. has extended its airstrikes, through Monday in Libya. I mean, there's no surprise there. Seems every time there's a conflict, we want to get in the middle of it somehow, you know. And so far in Japan, the death toll has reached over 12,000 people. I predicted right around 16, in between 10 and 16. You know, children are now suffering high levels of depression over there, I found out today also. You know, I talked to some psychologists that are working over in that area, and the children really having a hard time.
Right, a lot of people lost their homes. So,
think about it. You're sitting there watching your children, your family.
Freezing weather comes, too.
Right after that, no shelter,
so it's pretty bad.
Talking about God whooping a little wazoo on you, you know, that sounds like what happened there, you know. But also, you know, they're suffering high levels of depression, and the people of Japan are now protesting the nuclear power company's reluctance to tell the truth and what's going on. Now, I want to talk about, in the United States right now, we've got 26 states that are now detecting radiation levels of radiation from Japan itself. And, Nate, you got something on that there.
Yeah.
San Francisco Chronicle.
Right. Well, Berkeley, actually, they did a study. Okay. But San Francisco Chronicle. California Berkeley is now reporting that rainwater in San Francisco water has been detected at levels 18,100 times percent the federal drinking water standards. So about 180 times the amount allowed.
In California, ladies and gentlemen.
And I believe that any doctor will tell you about 250 times the normal level. You should start taking the potassium iodine pills, but
yeah,
just like I mean, these guys have been giving us these wrong statements since the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, no, nothing blew up. Nothing blew up. No, we just had a building fall over.
All that smoke is steam.
Yeah, yeah. So don't worry about it. You know, so now, obviously, the truth's coming out. And before, you know, when the final truth comes out, it's going to be thousands of times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
well, we know people, I think all of us, that are already taking their pills.
Yep, and you know, I would too. I am. We are the direct path of the jet stream.
That's right. It's right over Northern California, so pay close attention. And that's out of San Francisco, ladies and gentlemen. Nate dug that up today. I'm glad he did, because it was a surprise to me. I mean, not a surprise that they're lying to us on the amount, but a surprise that a main newspaper said it was that high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's mainstream media there. That's pretty darn good.
But, of course, they're not putting it on any national level. They're going to tuck it, you know, tuck it in one of their 4, 5, 6 pages back, you know, in the newspaper.
They're going to try, but, you know, those of us that read.
Yeah, what was that first thing you brought up?
Which one?
Just the first news threads?
The first news threads was on the Libyan situation there. And they're U.S. going to continue in their airstrikes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So they're going to pass this on to NATO. That's what they tell us. Well, we're not going to do anything. NATO does it. We fund NATO, and then our military is the one that heads up most of NATO operations.
Well,
I don't know what they're trying. Who they're trying to, like, trick here is.
Well, we all know that. NATO is just the elite's bulldog. Well,
yeah, but, I mean, we fund NATO mostly. Like, that's 50% of NATO is funded by us.
By the U.S., yeah, we are. And there's our tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. Bomb another country.
It's okay now. I mean, he's a bad guy. Remember, I just want to know where all the war protesters are. They were, you know, back in the Bush, rightfully so, protesting against Bush, what he was doing. Oh, Saddam's a bad guy, and they're going to, he's going to hurt all his neighbors and everybody else. Well, now Libya, the shoe's on the other foot, and we have Obama. Where's all these protesters at?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's the same situation.
Over the same.
I mean, hundreds of Tomahawk missiles have been shot on ours. And he went and got permission from the UN. He went and got permission from the Arab League.
But he didn't go through our Congress.
Not through Congress. He didn't do it legally, of course. And that's kind of weird. But
no Senate,
where's
no
everybody
Congress,
at? Nobody's here.
Okay, now we have to look at this new world order. If he's not going through the people of the United States, our Congress, and the things we've set up, I think this is bull.
Did you know, actually, the Arab League, they withdrew support because they said, this is bad.
Right.
And we went, cool, we started bombing everybody all crazy. And they're like, whoa, we thought you were just going to do the no-fly zone, not just go bomb crazy.
Yeah,
and so they withdrew support. And so UN is another thing, like, I don't understand. It's okay, everybody said, yes, the UN said we could do it, so let's do this.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about when the UN says, Israel, get out of Palestine?
Yeah.
And it's every single country said, they need to get out.
Text Mars, what do you got to say?
I'm not saying they're all bad or anything like that. So, but I'm just saying that is kind of curious every single country voted yes, and then America says, nope, veto that one.
Yep.
But, every other country says, let's go bomb them? Okay, let's go bomb them.
Let's go bomb them. Exactly.
I mean, I'm just saying that's kind of
It's pretty crazy out there when you're turning around and dealing with this stuff out there. I mean, the American people should have the choice of saying what country we're going to and what we're going to do. Obama should have turned around and went to the Congress of the United States or the Senate and said, hey, this is a situation, and walk in and do something legally. You know, this just shows you that he jumped right over the line, or jumped right over the American people's wishes and went straight into war again.
Well, you know, the last time that Congress has declared war, legally declared war like it should in the Constitution, was World War II.
Yeah, that's it. Everything else has been a police action. You can't shoot at them until they shoot at you first. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't go by that law.
Oh, this isn't war. Yes, bombs are exploding, people are dying, but this isn't war.
This is just a police action. We're not going to really kill anybody.
We need to
here.
Save
just make
everybody.
It look that way.
It's our responsibility.
Yes, it is. And now also, I want to touch on something here, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I personally feel, what I see going on in the world today. And this is William Wycroft saying this. And we're in a global war against governments and religious institutions that have for centuries been controlling the people around the world. It's about freaking time, you know, that people wake up to these governments and all these controlling institutions so we can free ourselves. One thing I noticed about in the scriptures and everything, we'll just touch on that real quick, that Jesus never taught about going to church. He talked about being spiritual and helping one another as brothers and sisters. You know, he didn't say, okay, go over here and join the Baptists, or go over here and join the Pentecostals or anything, you know. He talked about a specific thing, and I believe that everybody followed
his rules at that time, this world would be a lot better place off. You know,
he kicked out the money changers. I mean, he was fighting these same banksters that we're fighting with right now.
The banksters, and that's exactly what they are.
Yeah. I mean, whoever controls the money controls the country. You don't care about the laws.
Oh, Rothschild.
So there you go.
What was Rothschild's favorite saying?
Yeah, that's what he said, Nathan Rothschild. I care not who controls, or I care not who writes the laws.
As long as I control the money. Exactly. But you know what? This is what's happening. What I see out there, what happening right now, is the people are so tired. And look at every country over there. They're overthrowing these dictators. This is the people doing this. These aren't crazy other regimes. The Libyan people, the Egyptian people.
Well,
you know, everybody.
CIA is helping the rebels, though. We're arming these guys.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You know, that was one thing we talked about, too.
We started
a week after we started the Tomahawks coming in. Now we want to arm them.
Well, yeah, but we were in there before that. We had CIA, we had the Muslim Brotherhood, who was CIA, Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA-da. I mean, these guys are all...
The CIA created Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Well, we trained them. I mean, everybody knows that Osama, he was trained. I mean, we trained him, and we helped him get rid of the Russians.
Yeah. That's
so,
where it started.
I mean, we're creating these monsters, and we use these guys against us, too, when we need to, and so.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always nice to have those paid killers sitting in the background, you know what I mean? And that's what seems to be happening out there today. And with that said, we are talking about the Martin Luther King assassination here. So we got a little off track, but, you know, we do that have a tendency to do that. Martin Luther King, who was assassinated on April 4th, 1968, in the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. And, you know, we've done a lot of research on this. I have, you know, and as a matter of fact, our producer here, Chandler, is the one that brought it up, and he said, hey, let's jump on that. Sounds like a good idea. What you're going to see here and hear here, and if any of you have done your studies in the Martin Luther King assassination, you'll find so many inconsistencies. And it seems to match a John F. Kennedy assassination, the Robert Kennedy assassination, and all these people. But the first thing that we have to look is that time period, what was happening. Civil rights really coming up, the Vietnam War, and come to find out that Washington and the intelligence agencies were really pissed off about the whole situation with Martin Luther King coming up and going directly against the U.S. government and saying that this Vietnam War, along with Robert Kennedy and everybody else, is bogus. We didn't need to be there. Immediately, he ended up on a list. All of them ended up in assassination.
Yeah, you mess with a lot of people's money.
Yeah.
The oil, I mean.
Yeah.
Again, they're funding both sides and all this.
Oh, hoo-ah. You're definitely right.
I don't know. These are just the main assassinations, the big-time people, and they got lists that are, you know, look at Clinton's 300 list, and you just look at these presidents, and it's just murder and blood follows their whole rise.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
So this is, I mean.
Who is Obama groomed by?
Oh, Kissinger.
Bing Butterby.
And then, let's talk about James Earl Ray, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the year after he died,
uh-huh.
they said, okay, you didn't do it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
he didn't do it. They're right.
That's what I mean. Janet Napolitano, she had an investigation, and it came up that it wasn't. It was conspiracy involving Lloyd Jowers.
That's right.
Bar owner.
Unknown conspirators. That's the key. Unknown. And he kept talking about this one person that he had been in contact with over the assassination. He never would say his name. He just used the word he in the whole investigation, and that was it. So it is proving through the family in 1999, the family filed a lawsuit against this individual and found out that the government of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, was involved in the conspiracy to kill Martin Luther King.
Yep, and a Memphis jury even awarded the King family $100 for the wrongful death suit. Pretty good.
Yeah, $100, you know. And that was what kind of, what'd they call that?
What? Just
the $100?
Oh, symbolic?
Symbolic, exactly. Yeah. You know, so here you to kill one of the country's top civil rights leaders. We're going to give you $100 symbolically. You know, what does that mean? You know, okay, we're sorry.
Think they can pay their way out, just like the who's that CIA official that shot those two guys in the back? Pakistan? Was it Pakistan?
Pakistan, yeah.
Yeah.
What was his name?
and they paid the family like $2.5 million of our tax dollars.
Yeah.
Just to shut them up.
Hey, there's our tax dollars at work again.
Hey, there they are.
And these other countries. I mean, it's getting pretty crazy. You know, a sovereign immunity is because the government's sovereign immunity, it's not possible to put a U.S. intelligence agency in the docket of a U.S. criminal court. Did you know that?
Nope.
Yep. And I got a couple calls, you know, the chemtrails we see out there today.
You guys see them today? Oh, my God, they were bad.
They're crazy.
I was just like,
Right after the rains and the weather, you know, the winds died down, boom, they were at it again.
Yeah, started right when the sun came out.
Yep, definitely. Jowls, he owned a restaurant and everything. He knew a lot what was going on. A Judge Swearengen, I can't pronounce it, it's just Swearengen, excused himself from that particular court case. Obviously, he knew something that we didn't.
He didn't want to get assassinated.
There you go. I was waiting for somebody to kick in with that. Definitely. Okay. What do you think out there? Anybody want to call in and say anything about this? The phone number is 530-605-4567. And, you know, we'd like your point of view on this, too.
And we're also on chat, www.kcnr1460.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And now, one thing we want to touch about this assassination thing, it's very well known that Malcolm X and Jesse Jackson and Martin Luther King did not get along. And Jesse Jackson, as we know, has been, I've had a lot of people say that he should have been the one that was standing there. They shot the wrong person. You know, and at that particular...
He's like the bodyguard or something. Yeah, he was standing next to him, wasn't he?
Well, no, he really wasn't.
He came afterwards?
He was at the bottom of the stairs, according to testimony now. And then he showed up with blood on his shirt. I held him in my arms, and even there's other people that testify, no, you didn't. You know, the security that was supposed to be there with him. They had the room taken away. And that they said right off the top that, well, the King family isn't going to pay for your motel here anymore. And so about a half an hour before the assassination or so, they were asked to leave. Interesting concept. And I think all of us know that James Earl Ray, anybody that's done any research, was basically a thief. He'd been on the run. Now, I want to use some common sense here. I'm going to ask you guys this out there. Nate's full of fire as he is all the time here. What do you do if you're on the run? What's the first thing you're going to do? Stay away from the cops.
Yeah.
What's the second thing you're going to do? Not go assassinate somebody. You know, I mean, if you're on the run from a prison system, aren't you going to try to run somewhere? You know, you're not out there. You didn't escape to try to kill somebody. That wasn't his cause. You know, and this has been brought up, and he was found not guilty for the assassination after, of course, he was dead.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, this is crazy. But right across from the balcony where King was shot, there was some bushes, and they seen a person ducking behind there, and other witnesses said that he had a weapon also. And they never really could prove 100% that James Earl Ray pulled that trigger. Never could, in a court of law, prove 100%. But he did the time, and we call this the Patsy system of the United States.
They like to use that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, time and time again, these people that they use are usually below average and intelligent level, you know.
Oh, what you mean?
And, look at the, there's reports for the shoe bomber.
Right.
That they were led on, that he was led on
he was
by two men in suits.
Two feds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were identified. Two lawyers identified these people that led him on to the airplane as federal agents.
So, yeah, they use these guys. And, I mean, you can even say that the Arizona shooting might have been some, you know, because he was just looped out of his brain. And his teachers would say he'd come into class talking about that he was under CIA mind control.
Right.
And all this.
Well,
weird
he went to
things.
The same synagogue as she did, didn't he?
Huh?
Didn't
oh,
he?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I think that she was, he was more in love with her. He would write her all the time. He saved all her notes.
Ah, see, I never got a chance to look at his website. They took that sucker down quick.
Yeah, I guess he was smoking that salvia. Something that I never tried or nothing, but I heard it's pretty bad. I don't know. I think you can get it over the counter, but I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea on that, you know, but, you know, people use what they need to use, I guess, you know. But when I just see this individual as, you know, when his mind wasn't straight and everything, you know, just like the James Earl Ray situation. I really don't think James Earl Ray escaped prison just to go assassinate Martin Luther King. I'm 57 years old. I remember the whole incident. There was riots all over this country. It went crazy, you know. And then they're talking about CIA operatives and how he was all, everybody in the United States government was really highly irate at him. And then not long after he was assassinated, because him and Robert Kennedy came out at the same time against the Vietnam War, you know, and then bam, who gets killed next?
That's why his brother got it too, JFK. Mm-hmm.
Anybody that was against the bankers, the Federal Reserve, or the Vietnam War at that time in high government places was assassinated.
Right. I think that was, you know, that century, or that those 10 years was like.
I'm glad you said that because I'm not a century year old.
Yeah, no. I think those 10 years were when the CIA really took over, though. I think because these were all CIA jobs. Uh-huh. And that's when they said, okay, now, you know, everybody get in line. Because now we have General Gates. He was prior CIA. Now he's our head of...
Whoa, you just brought something up there.
Defense Secretary.
Look at everybody that is a member, was a member, high-ranking member of the CIA, is now a high-ranking member of our government.
Right.
You know, what better way to keep the situation in-house?
Yeah, just like Arlene Specter was the lawyer for the JFK assassination.
Yeah.
All these people are tied in. They get positions of high power, you know.
Well, when you get in positions of high power, then the high payoffs come, you know. And that's how come we here do not believe in career politicians. We think the career politicians should be, you know, 7-year max, I think, you know. Something along that line, because then you forget what it's like to be an average human being.
Well, the Senate gets 6 years, but I think the Senate needs to change back to how it was originally intended also.
Right.
I mean, basically they have more power than the House now, because there's only two people per state.
Uh-huh.
And so they should really answer back to the state. Now they answer basically to D.C., and right. So that's where they've got the split. And that's when the people lost power.
Right. That's exactly when they lost power. I want to read something real here. This comes from a journal that I read on the King assassination. Also read into the record were dispositions made by the Solomon James Jones, J-O-N-E-S, to the FBI and the Memphis police. Jones was King's chauffeur in Memphis, Tennessee at the time. And the FBI document dated April 13, 1968, says that after King was shot, when Jones looked across Mulberry Street into the bushing area, he got a quick glimpse of a person with his back towards Mulberry Street. This person was moving rather fast, and he recalls that he believes he was wearing some sort of light-colored jacket with some sort of hood or parka. In his 11:30 p.m. April 4, 1968 police interview, Jones provided the same basic information concerning a person leaving the bushy area in a hurry there. This also went back the next day, or 2 days later, I think it was, and they found out that those bushes had been cut down, right down the roots.
Of course.
They were no longer there. And, of course, not long after that, then they got James Earl Ray. And, of course, he was threatened and everything, you know. So But to the day he died, James Earl Ray swore that he did not kill Martin Luther King. And so did his brother back him up on that situation right there.
Well, I guess his soul's okay.
Yeah.
And I guess these other guys are going to have to watch their butts.
You got it, yeah. I agree. That's a good way of putting it. You know, so we want to, you know, we're trying to look at all the aspects here. You know, we're not experts or anything on this, but the facts are there. You know, it's been so many years after this assassination, and I think a blind man could see what would really happen right here. You know, Alabama, all these southern states during that time. Now, I lived in Alabama a long time. I like the state, beautiful country. But the mindsets during that particular time in history were crazy. You know, they were just killing people left and right. Look at all the civil rights workers that were taken out and murdered, you know, during that particular time. And what was really interesting with Malcolm X and Jesse Jackson and all that, and was that, like we said before, Jesse Jackson and Martin Luther King really didn't get along. Martin Luther King was actually trying to turn around and bring people together. It didn't matter what your race was. He was trying to bring people together here. And the others were looking for the racial aspect. You know, Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, too.
Yeah.
Because they just used it, and now they're twisting it, and it's play the race card this, and, you know.
I think everybody still tries to play that race card. They really do. And when they do that, they're just trying to spread more hate.
Yeah, they were talking about it on We the People this morning, and about the illegal immigration problem. They had two assemblymen on, and it was awesome to hear them. And they have this bill out, and it's not about illegal immigrant, or it's not about racism at all, you know, because we have a lot of legal immigrants that are fighting for this bill too, you know, people.
Yeah.
It's just the illegal, and it was great because the guy sounded just like Ron Paul, and I was like, oh man, this guy's the man, you know, and because he's saying get rid of the incentives, you know. I mean, if they know that if they make it here, then they'll have free health care and free medical and free everything, then why not? Yeah. I mean, you'd be a bad father not to try to get your kid here, you know, living in like the war and torn with the, you know, cartels and everything in Mexico, or here where you can maybe make a living.
Yeah.
So it's get rid of the incentives, you get rid of the problem, but nobody seems to agree with that, I guess. Well, except for Ron Paul, and then you got Kucinich.
Well, you know, I personally, this is the way I think. You know, my ancestors, all of our ancestors, are of us right here, right now, including a couple gentlemen that are here listening to the show, just sitting with us. Our ancestors, when they came over to this country, had to go through the process, you know, Nellis Island, everything else, you know. But that's another show. We can really get into this aspect about that. But you want to come to this country, come legally. You know, really, we're having enough problems as it is right now. And that's pretty much what I have to say about that. But Circuit Court Judge Arthur Haynes, Jr. of Birmingham, Alabama, has been Ray's attorney during 1968, excuse me. And the evening of his trial, Ray replaced Haynes and his father, Arthur Haynes, Sr., by Percy Foreman, a decision Ray told Haynes 1 week later that was the biggest mistake of his life. You know, so the attorneys and everything that was going on and then was really not good for him. Haynes testified that in the summer of 1968, he interviewed another individual, owner of the Canipe, C-A-N-I-P-E, amusement company, and which was a witness to the dropping in his doorway of a bundle that held a trove of James Earl Ray memorabilia, including the rifle.
But they didn't know what he got shot with, or what?
Yeah, they really don't know exactly the weapon he got shot with, because, you know, the bullets fly apart, you know, the whole nine yards. But they, James Earl Ray was, his fingerprints were on this weapon and everything, but every single person that was standing there when Martin Luther King was killed said that the shot came from a different direction. You know, so this is showing you right here.
Back and to the left. That means it came from the back. Right.
Yeah. Oh, it came from the front to the right. You know, right away. You know, so we're looking at all this little stuff here. Now, you have to think about that. That this 10 minutes before this, in the doorway, a bundle held a treasure trove of all this type of stuff that James Earl Ray had, memorabilia, including a rifle, unfired bullet, and a radio with Ray's prison identification number on it. Now, come on, that's like finding the passport of the terrorist in 9/11.
Right, and the one that hit the building.
It blew up,
and then, the passport magically flew out of the building,
Out of his pocket,
through the aircraft, and didn't burn at all or anything, and they found it. It's awesome. It's great.
Yeah,
and actually, thank God, like, 8 of them are still alive, you know, 8 of the 12 that they said.
Yeah, the ones who crashed in the building?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God they didn't get hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And, you know, I think we're looking at this with the Kennedy and the Robert Kennedy and all of them.
All tied
and, all tied in.
To me, I see the same fingerprints on every single one of them.
And we do. We got a commercial come up, and ladies and gentlemen, and this is William Wycrow. Nathan Chandler of Sovereign Minds Radio says, you know, stick in and we're listen to what we got to say here, because it's all the truth. We shall not be moved, except by a child with no socks and shoes. If you've got more to give, then you've got to prove. Put your hands up and I'll cop to you. Stand up. Stand up. We shall not be moved, except by a woman died from a loss of food. If you've got more to give, then you've got to prove. Put your hands up.
Thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hi, this is Robert from Music by Robert. I've done over 1,000 events from weddings to birthdays to anniversaries right here in the North State. Hey, what's a party without your favorite music? Let me tailor a special event for you by being the MC that everyone will talk about. Why? Because it's Music by Robert. Call me at 347-4500 and let's celebrate. That's Music by Robert. Call 347-4500.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
You better get up. You better get out. You better get up and turn your life around. You only live once. You better act now. Cause you never know when it's gonna come back around. Yeah.
This is William Micro. Welcome back to Sovereign Minds Radio, and I hope you like those commercials there and everything, you know, and listen to them and go check these people out. You know, they have good stuff going. Now, we talked a little while ago. Now, a gentleman sitting here talking with us and everything says, why isn't this settled? You know, the family went in 1999, had a court case and everything, found out that James Earl Ray was not the one that shot Martin Luther King, even though that's the way history's going to record it. I mean, you know, let's get real here.
Where's Jesse Jackson and all these guys?
Oops. Who's famous now?
You know, so, I mean...
Who's the pain in the butt now? Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, these guys should be, you know, on the forefront of trying to figure out what happened, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, he was the first one standing up there, you know, his bloody shirt and all this and everything. And I talked to individuals that witnessed the King assassination and everything, said he never held Martin Luther King in his arms at all. Now, that's their testimony. I wasn't there. I don't know. I can only go by what they say. You know, so this is something we really have to look at. But, you know, we want to go back to that little clause that I read a little bit ago about intelligence agencies not having to be pulled into court. They can't be pulled into court until national secrets is that. At that time, that was all what? A national secret, according to the intelligence agencies. And so these undisclosed people during the family's time, when they went to court and everything, how come we can't go after these people? Because more than likely we're working for the intelligence agencies, FBI, and things of this nature. I think we already know that because a court case proved that the United States government was part of the conspiracy to kill. Who's next? Really? Who's next out there?
Well, anybody that steps out of line and tries to do what's right for our country,
mm-hmm.
I think Ron Paul gets even close, then they're going to take him out. So,
yeah, we need to get Ron Paul. Ron Paul, come on.
He's the only one.
I got my fist up in the air. Ron Paul.
Well, I hear a lot of you know, neocons and things like that. You think this man is the Republican. He's an actual Republican,
he's
not
a real
neocon.
One. Yeah, he's a real
and
one.
Talks about the Constitution and getting the executive branch back into its place because it's totally out of control.
Yeah.
But still, I talked to neocons, and he is extreme. How's it extreme when you want to go back to the basics?
You know, that's what we all need to
do
in this
country.
I think
this government is extreme.
Yeah, it is. It's gone way out of control. The people don't control their government anymore. You know, it's big incorporation, you know, USA Inc., you know. You know, there's one thing I want to touch base on here and now. This bundle that was dropped, heaven or otherwise, as it says right here, sent for the state's case against Ray, basically. They used it. And can be accepted as credible evidence through a winning suspension of disbelief. And as Judge Haynes summarized the state's lone assassin theory with reference to an exhibit depicting the scene, James Earl Ray, had fired the shot from the bathroom. Okay, got that. Bathroom on the second floor. They came down the hallway into his room and carefully packed that box, tied it up, then had proceeded across the walkway, the length of the building, to the back where the stairs from that door came up. Okay, now think about this. He's just going to walk and do all this stuff, gather all of his evidence, you know, and leave it there? I don't think so, you know. I mean, what we're doing is taking this thing apart piece by piece and letting you look at it, you know. A Browning box containing the rifle and the radio there in the canopy entryway. Now, we got to think about this radio. Who was he talking to?
Ah, why would you need a radio?
Exactly. You got an accomplice.
Man, just
so I mean, it's not a conspiracy anymore. Once you got one grain of fact,
right? Yeah.
It is no longer a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
It is conspiracy. And this is just another one here that's proven what's really going on out there in the world.
Like, it's like somebody's going to just hand deliver the package of evidence that they need. Here you go. This is all you need on the good guy that...
Especially one bullet. You know, come on.
Oh, I found this, too, when I was
walking. If I'm going to kill somebody, I'll take two just to make sure. You know? But that's not my job, you know. Used to be. Here we are, you know, in Memphis. To Atlanta, unchallenged in his white Mustang. He took off, basically. He presumably got in his car seconds before the police's arrival, driving from downtown Memphis to Atlanta, unchallenged in his white Mustang. I just, it's hard for me to believe, because all the testimonies of people were there literally say that this shot did not come from the direction of the room he was in. And if you look at the bullet's pathway, if you've seen the autopsy and everything, you wouldn't agree that it was James Earl Ray either, you know, right off the top.
Yes, he's just, it's just this, it's JFK, it's RFK, it's everything.
Uh-huh.
And when are we going to stand up and stop taking it, you know? I mean, obviously, they're taking any of the leaders that will stand up for us.
Uh-huh. And that's very true. And unfortunately, it is very true. I mean, American history has proven it. Abraham Lincoln, right on back to him. You know?
Exactly, yeah.
The Booth situation, you know. But, you know, King really got a lot of people.
They tried to kill Jackson, too. They tried to kill anybody. They keep going back and back. Yeah, luckily the gun's jammed or whatever.
Oh, the gun jammed for Jesse Jackson. Oh, yeah, okay.
No, Andrew Jackson I'm talking about.
Oh, Andrew,
yeah,
okay.
These same people tried to assassinate
right,
him, too.
Right, okay. My mind was on Jesse.
Yeah, he got rid of that central bank system for us, though, for a long time.
And it needed to be done. That's
it
what
needs
we need to
be
do.
Done.
We need to do that again. And that's the only thing that's going to put our country back on track here. You know, and I know we're getting off here on a lot of other things.
Yeah, because we can talk about, I mean, this is just one thing.
We're trying to show you
yeah.
how the Martin Luther King assassination fits in with all these other assassinations that have taken place in the United States and in other countries. You don't even, how about the 300 microbiologists that work for the United States governments and the intelligence agencies that are dead now because they were going to tell things that were going on? How about the individual that found out about a sprain accident over the eastern part of the United States from Air Force plane? Yeah, you all know who I'm talking about out there if you're intelligence agency people. And he ended up in a dump dead a week later after he said, I'm not going to let this happen again. I'm going to tell the American people. What's up?
Yeah, it sounds like
a cartel
mafia to me.
What program is really, really going on here, you know? And I think people really need to wake up, get back to the old ways, you know, grow some food, do all this type of stuff. Last week we were on preparation, and those of you who heard that show, I hope you really enjoyed it, because that's what we need to do. The only way you can take the power out of the hands of these people is be prepared yourself for things that are going to come.
And get local. Get local involved. Because
very much local.
That's where we'll get the House of Representatives back.
And, yeah. Well, you know, you got a lot of people out there right now trying to look at the Tea Party individuals out there as terrorists now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's crazy. They are the American people that are turning around and saying, we are fed up with this. We are tired of this. And the only thing, I think what we need to do in the United States takes 36 or 38 states, something right along that line, to totally take over the Fed government and everything, kick them out, and redo everything. You know, I've been studying. I don't know the whole thing on that yet, but I've got people giving me information, and I didn't know this before. If you got 36 or 38 states that get together and decide they're going to create a new constitution, you can do that.
Yeah,
that's legal.
I'm sure. I don't know. They all have to be.
It doesn't have to be
ratified.
No, it has to be ratified, but I don't think that'd be a problem. You know, with the way things are going on, what I want to see.
Well,
in the United
basically,
States.
That's what the Civil War is about. The states had 60% of power. The federal government had 40%.
Right.
And then the Civil War is 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about slavery. I don't care what anybody says, because Abraham Lincoln even wrote, if he could handle this situation without touching slavery issue, he would.
Yeah.
So it wasn't about that at all. But I mean, I even had African-American teacher in African-American studies at Chico State telling us that. So it's not like, you know, it's common knowledge now that there was, I mean, actually it's not common. I've seen people on mainstream TV saying, that's the whole reason what the Civil War is about. Like,
no, it wasn't.
You're not very smart, man.
You dig deeper, you'll find out exactly.
Well, yeah, it had to do with money and power and control, and they didn't like the corporations. And
no, they were dead against corporations during that time. And corporations, they've seen as the big evil.
It is the big evil. George Washington, in his farewell address, you know, he touched on that, saying, "What don't they can't be allowed." Like, we talked about the Rockefellers, you know, I mean, he's the one that first got the first corporation. It was supposed to be for, as long as they could prove that it was good for the country, they would let them do it for the job, and then it had to end. But then they, you know, they bought and paid for all the politicians, and now they can just own the corporation, and it's just normal, you know?
Yeah, you know, I've just found something here, and I'm going to read it to you. It says, at the conclusion of his trial testimony, Fountroy, I can't pronounce his name again, I'm sorry, Fountroy, also spoke about a fear of an FBI attempt to kill James Earl Ray when he escaped from Tennessee's Bush Mountain State Penitentiary in June 1977. Now, when I was a young kid, I heard about this during this thing. They wanted to kill him. They didn't want to catch him because they couldn't prove that he did it. And if you got somebody that you killed, then you just plant the evidence.
You can't defend yourself, and there you go.
That's exactly right. It says, Congressman, this is a congressman, Fountroy, excuse me, if, like I said once again, I had heard reports about an FBI SWAT team having been sent into the area around the prison to shoot Ray and prevent his testifying at the House Subcommittee on the Assassination Hearings. He also asked the House Subcommittee chair, which was Lewis Stokes, to alert Tennessee Governor Ray Blanton to the danger to the HSCA's star witness. And Blanton was famous. He was a famous prisoner, of course. When Stokes did, Blanton called off the FBI SWAT team. Ray was caught safely by local authorities, and in this particular senator's words, we all breathed a sigh of relief. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, there was already a FBI hit team, SWAT team, out looking for Ray to kill him before he could testify at the House Subcommittee on the Assassination. Why?
We know.
I think there's somebody in the woodwork. Yeah.
Well, now let's just put ourselves in their shoes. If we were trying to assassinate somebody, what would we do?
Well, I would find a patsy.
I would find a patsy
and everyone
put him in place and get all these evidence that I'd need with his fingerprints on it.
Yeah, and everyone, which is easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if they've been
I'm sure he was connected with them. I'm sure he worked with them.
Yeah,
maybe
sure.
You know.
Yeah, no doubt. But you know what got me about the whole thing is this guy, James Earl Ray, to the day he died, kept trying to do appeals and everything, and totally said, I did not do this. His brother also admitted the same thing. His brother said he was a thief. He wasn't a killer. He would go steal you blind, but he wouldn't take a gun and try to shoot somebody and kill him. He wasn't that type of a person. So that takes us right back to the Frenchman behind the bush.
Yeah. Was it another Frenchman? Huh?
We don't
know. Was it the same sniper? I mean, it wasn't very long afterwards.
No, it wasn't. Actually, you're 100%
like
right there. And that's, you know, you look at the Robert Kennedy assassination, bullets coming from the wrong way, you know, things like this. He was shot from behind, you know, and with one of the rounds and everything. So, I mean, you know, you really have to look at this stuff. But what we're proving here is this is the way the system works. And it doesn't matter who's out there listening and everything. But Uncle Sam listens to all these shows. You know, he's probably got tape copies of everyone we've done. You know, but so what?
Yeah, just look who locked. I mean, the Kennedys were just an American name.
Yeah.
You know, and so
they
after this, you know, no more of them. And who rose up? What big name?
Johnson.
Or Bush. I'm just saying, the Bushes came up.
Well, he was, they were intelligent.
You know, the new dynasty family after that.
Yeah.
No, Johnson, I know, understand, right away. But Bush Sr. took care
Johnson
of Kennedy, so, I mean, all that. So
that's right.
They did theirs, and now they got the power, I mean. I think they actually compete to see who can kill more, because Bush, the baby Bush, killed like a million some odd Iraqis, you know? I mean, a lot of
people. Well, he went in there because they threatened his father, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Saddam straight up threatened his dad. We're going to kill you. So, you know, you got a family thing here. You know, and the American way is if you go after one member of a family, and especially country people, you got to go after the whole family.
Well, don't forget they were friends, though, for a long time.
We were very good friends for a very long time.
You make a deal with the devil, you're going to get screwed. That's all I say. I mean, you know.
Did you see any horns on that guy?
Saddam made the deal,
and
that's what happened.
He had plastic surgery and got rid of him.
But these guys, I mean, these elites, you know, they are seriously selling their souls to the devil.
Okay, well, I got something right here. You know, this individual, Pepper, during the testimony, went a step beyond saying the government agencies are not only responsible for the assassination, to whom in turn were those murderous agencies responsible? Now, yeah, that's a good question. If these intelligence agencies are doing this, who do they report to?
Yeah, they don't. That's the problem. The CIA gets about $850 billion a year to do whatever they want. They don't have to answer to anybody. They can start these operations and then just walk away. They can go and just cause turmoil in any country they want. And if, oh, we just want to walk away, we're done with
it. Yep, and this goes right along with...
$850 billion.
Yep, this is just exactly what Nate was talking about. Not, and this is Pepper again. Not so much to government officials, per se, Pepper asserted, as to the economic power holders they represented, who stood in the even deeper shadows behind the FBI, Army Intelligence, and their affiliates in covert action. Now, I used to be in covert actions. That's the way they, excuse me, that's the way they work. And by 1968, Pepper told a jury, and today it is much worse in my view. The decision-making processes in the United States were the representative, the foot soldiers of the very economic interests that were going to suffer as a result of these times of change being activated by King. So just exactly what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, these people are turning around, were the power holders at that time. And King was turning around and he was doing them damage. And they wanted him out of their bed.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first thing I think any lawyer would do in a murder case was, who's gains to benefit?
That's right.
Or who benefits the gang, excuse
follow
me.
Follow the money.
Right, I mean, who? I mean, that's, I mean, it's not very hard. It's not very hard.
Yeah, follow the money. To say that the U.S. government agencies killed Martin Luther King on the verge of the Poor People's Campaign, and for those of you who don't understand that, Martin Luther King did create a Poor People's Campaign of America, kind of what we're doing with the grassroots organizations now, is a way into deeper truth than the economic powers that be, which dictated the policies of those agencies, killed him. In the Memphis prelude to the Washington campaign, King posed a threat to those powers of a nonviolent revolutionary force. Just how determined they were to stop him before reaching Washington was relevant in the trial by the size and complexity of the plot to kill him.
Nonviolent revolution.
No,
that's curious.
What we talk about.
That's curious, yeah. G. Edward Griffin.
That's a Gandhi thing.
G. Edward Griffin, he shot a video in the 60s, black and white, talks just, and he reads the Communist Manifesto. Nonviolent revolution is exactly how they're going to take and have taken over this country. They're not going to come over here trying to shoot. That's what they want. They want these guys then they can go just shoot us and lock us up, do whatever. Nonviolent. Get into the politics. Get into the media. Get into whatever you can. That's what they've done. And it's in their handbook. If you go watch a documentary, it's brand new. Or it's not brand new, but you can go, it's free. Google.
Oh, I've never seen
More Deadly Than War. More Deadly Than War. Google it. G. Edward Griffin, black and white, is awesome. He just sits there and he reads out of the Communist Manifesto.
And you see that right now and happening in the world of today.
Two types, violent and nonviolent.
Uh-huh. Now, why are they so afraid of nonviolent action?
Well, why do they, when they speak of revolution, they only talk about violent?
Right.
Because they don't want anybody to realize that you can take it over nonviolently. They want, like I said, they want everybody standing up.
That's right.
So they can just
shoot
us down.
They want us to take our weapons. They want us to take our ammo and do something with it. Well, there's a song out there that says, keep your guns and ammunition just inside your door. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what you do. You don't bring that stuff out and flash it and everything. And I think the United States people in this country right now needs to take a quick look at what is going on in Egypt, what is going on in Libya and everything, and think about that. This is nonviolent revolution. What's going to happen when a couple million of you people out there hit the streets and then turn around and say, listen, we don't have guns. We're just going to stay here for the next 90 days or a year until you make a change.
Yeah, fortunately, Libya.
This is nonviolent.
Those are violent, though.
They're violent
Libya,
over
yeah.
there. But, you know, in the United States, those power brokers are afraid of you people out there. They are. When you all group up, the American people get together and group up and make a decision that they're going to do something, just like in the 60s, when they went crazy in the 60s, laws changed. And those power brokers backed right off fast, you know, because they were going to get destroyed if they kept on going the way they were. Us that were left in Vietnam, knowing that we were there basically for nothing towards the end, you know, that was a hard situation because we're watching all of our own brothers getting blown away. And stuff.
And what's sad is that we still have Rockefellers running things. And we still have all these people that caused those wars
same elite.
Still in power.
Same elite, just a different generation.
Yeah, they just, oh, okay, that's not us. Just put a new name on it, and then that's it, you know. Instead of being useful idiots, like Lenin says, now we're just useless feeders. That's what they call us.
He did say that, yeah.
Ted Turner, I believe it's Ted Turner, called us useless feeders.
Yeah, you know, and that's funny because on a show not too long ago, there was a, shall we say they were up in the presidency area. I'm not going to say the name or the people or anything. That's exactly what they called a lot of people out here, useless eaters. We're using their resources. So that's the difference between you guys out there and them.
Oh, yeah. There's reports of Bush. Like, some waitress would be walking by, and he would just wipe his hands off on her shirt. And stuff.
Yeah.
We're nothing to these people, you know what I mean?
Right. And so this is what Martin Luther King was trying to do. He was trying to level that field of what was going on out there. He was really trying to turn around and get the American people. And this is the important thing out there. He wasn't for the blacks or the Hispanics or the whites or anything. He wanted everybody to get along. Doesn't matter what he did in his own private time. But when he was out there in the public eye trying to get things across, this is what he was trying to do. Now, I personally see Jesse Jackson and them, they were not doing that because they wanted to turn around and get their agenda across. An agenda at that time, of fear, you know, racial tension. Now, you want to keep the fear and all this racial tension up, and then you can control. I mean, that's the way it is. You know, when you walk into a village or something, and I think we're all soldiers here, you walk into a village and you got weapons, those people are, oh, my God. Now, if you got 5,000 other people behind you without weapons, but they're willing to riot, that's another big threat right there. And all these political people and racial people and things that like this turmoil and everything, and I'm not saying anybody in particular here, I'm just saying that those people that are that way, that spread the fear, that spread the hate, are the first ones you ought to knock out of the box.
Yeah, and in that documentary, More Deadly Than War, they talk
about
that.
That's a good one, yeah.
Russia comes, that's what they talk about. What is our biggest problem in America? And it's the racial divide, you know, and they know that's the terror in our society. So that's what they attack. And that's what the whole movement was about, was to try to emphasize that. Yeah, there's still racism here. And even though we, you know, fought the Civil War, and 500,000 of us died fighting to, you know, and we stopped slavery, you know, 14th Amendment.
14th Amendment.
And, but still, that's not good enough. Still, they try to say that it still exists, but I mean, it exists in every race.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, okay, my girlfriend's Indian, right? Like, from India.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents hate white people. Like,
really?
They hate Americans so bad.
Let's
and
have
like,
a picnic.
And it's just, that's what I'm saying, like, all these races are doing that, and that's
this
bad.
Is what we're being
to
taught
me, I
to
think
do.
The hate is stupid. You should,
it is.
You should have your own culture, and you should love your own people and all that, and that's good.
Well, look at all these people in Libya when
don't
this was all
me,
going
though.
Crazy before the NATO came in. They were praising the American people, asking for us to come and help and everything.
Oh, yeah,
and you know,
everybody loves us here.
I'm going to read one thing. Dexter King, the plaintiff's final witness, said that the trial was about why his father had been killed. From a holistic side, in the terms of the people, in terms of the masses, yes, it has to be dealt with because it is not about who killed Martin Luther King Jr., and he says, my father. It is not necessary about all of those details. It is about why he was killed, because if you answer the why, you will understand the same things are still happening today. Until we address that, we're all in trouble.
And you'll see exactly what Martin was fighting against, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so
I think we're all doing that really in our own way right now.
Really quick, I just want to say silver's up over $38.
Okay, and
you hear what I said?
Yeah,
$30. So I mean, $38. We've been telling people. I bought it when it was $26. So I mean, I've been telling people before that.
I was telling
on this
people
show,
$6. I was telling them to buy silver.
But on this show, we've been telling them for since it was at least $30, and it's gone up $8.
Yeah, just in the time our show's been going on. Okay, we got 2 minutes left in the show, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, I just want to touch with you on this. We're going to have Mark McCandlish back here, and we're going to talk about extraterrestrials and UFOs. No, it's going to be a good show because we're going to be able to just kind of go wild on this and bring in many different areas and things like that. And I look at it this way. Hey, we're here. Why can't there be somebody else somewhere else?
Well, the
and if they're smarter than us, they're not going to turn around and land on the White House lawn
yeah.
and say, hey, we're here, because what's the first thing America's going to do? They're going to try to assassinate them.
Well, the odds are that they do. There's just, I mean, there's billions,
yeah.
billions of solar systems.
Oh, yeah, it gets
deep. Even in our own galaxy, there could be a bunch of Earths.
Yeah, just, you know, there's a lot of things going out there. We're going to touch back down on the next show. But one thing I'd like to do is really thank once again all of our sponsors and all those that has helped us and has asked us to do certain types of shows and emailed us and just told us what a good job we're doing and the phone calls after we get after the shows and things like that. We really, really appreciate everything that you're doing for our show. And Advanced Soil Stabilization, using Technisoil for dust control on roads, driveways, and parking lots. And as I said before, they also install Crestone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. And Advanced Soil, as we have said before, is green friendly. I like that. And it eliminates dust. So with that said, you want to talk about
TeamQuest. Get up there. Call them up. 646-7346. Learn some jujitsu, some Muay Thai. Just learn how to protect yourself. Get some confidence.
Time to kick
get
some butt.
Get your kids in there. Get yourself in there. Doesn't matter. Age does not matter.
And get ready. We never know what's going to happen in the future. And this is William White Crow, Nate and Chandler on Sovereign Minds Radio saying, take it easy, have a great evening, and we're opening one mind at a time.
A war going on for your mind. If you are thinking, you are winning. Resistance is victory. Defeat is impossible. Your weapons are already in hand. Reach within you and find the means by which to gain your freedom. Fight with tools. Your fate and that of everyone you know depends on it.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Cameron Regal.
We've been informed that Southwest has found crack indications on the lap joints of three airplanes.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt quoting Southwest Airlines findings of cracks in three planes after increased inspections following Friday's scary flight where part of the roof ripped off a plane in the air. And the damaged plane that had to make an emergency landing in Yuma, Arizona, has turned up more cracks. Investigators are pouring over that Boeing 737 in Arizona.
They are pouring over all of this plane's maintenance records and all of the history associated with it. They are cutting away a portion of the fuselage, specifically around that tear, so it can be sent off to the NTSB lab in Washington, D.C. for analysis.
Fox's Casey Stiegel reporting. Investigators in France say search teams have found pieces of an Air France plane that crashed into the Atlantic.